Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. As we record this, it is Father's Day, and we had all of our family members here, practically. Yeah. One had to work, couldn't make it.
We had several.
But it was a great time. We had a cookout with hamburgers and hot dogs, a classic, and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, I think we had a really good day. I had a really good day.
I had an excellent day.
And, you know, it was about family. And that is so important. And I think that's one of the lessons that we learned. And one of the things that we really missed last year is because last year we didn't have Mother's Day celebration, Father's Day celebration, 4th of July. We didn't have any of those typical family events. And it seems like now they're even more special.
They are. And I just so appreciate being able to get together with everyone.
And our families get along great.
Oh, they do. It was fun.
Yeah, we have a really good time. If you were an alien looking in on our family events, you might think,
Or even not an alien, just someone who hadn't been here before.
Right, yeah, you might feel a little uncomfortable, but we have a really good time.
We do.
And we all enjoy each other's company, and it's sad to see people go, but we're already planning what is the next event and talking about that, and so it gives us all something to look forward to.
That's right. So we can also, I think, report on an excellent weekend the Mercantile and week two of Garden Bag Delivery.
Yes.
They were just full of delicious things this past week.
Yeah, we're starting to transition. We've talked about that for a while. Starting the transition into more warm weather crops. And, you know, while we're talking about this, let's go ahead and address, you know, we do have people already asking for things like tomatoes, corn, peppers, some of those things. We don't have those yet. We do have little tiny tomatoes.
We will have them.
We will. And, you know, I do pull off all of the first blooms on the peppers and tomatoes to encourage growth of the plant and then have a nice sturdy plant. But we're waiting right now. But we do have some great things that are in season.
I even got to cook with a few of those things this past week, and I love those fresh garden goodies. I made some dishes with snow peas, potatoes, onions. So I even have a beet or two waiting for me. Yes. I'm going to shave those thin and put them in salad, I believe. Maybe even use some of our new infused vinegars.
Oh my gosh, the infused vinegars were crazy.
Oh, and they're just so delicious.
Yeah, those were extremely popular. It was the first week we offered those in the Merc, and I think you sold all bottles but two.
I did.
Yeah,
so
we weren't really expecting that.
Not at all. But we have some additional flavors infusing now. I'm anxious to try some of these different ones. Right now I have black walnut and some more garlic scape, this time in a cider, apple cider vinegar instead of
distilled. That'll be
really
good.
I think that's going to lend a very nice note to it. And we will be doing some fruit vinegars before too long.
Yeah, I'm in the process.
You're
right
picking.
Now. Yeah, picking some red raspberries, and black raspberries are really starting to ripen. Today was the most. Actually, I had more black raspberries in my harvest today than red raspberries. So that's a really good sign. And we have those just naturally growing on the farm. not the red raspberries. I've planted those, but that was one of the resources that we loved about this property.
Absolutely. Those are some of my favorite fruits. Definitely, I have great memories of black raspberries, wild ones that my grandparents had, and I just can't even tell you how many of those I ate growing up as a child in the summer. And we'd go back to the fields and Grandma would pack me a jar of black raspberries, and you know, of course she'd let me load it up with an unreasonable amount of sugar. But I just love those.
And I grew up also picking black raspberries. That was something we would go to the countryside, and I had an aunt who had several of the wild black raspberries, so I loved them. And you don't really find a lot of them around here anymore.
Ours seem to be doing very well. We have more than we've had in previous years. I'm just thrilled about that.
Yeah, so the berries are coming on. We have gooseberries, which I really have never picked those before.
Yes, so we will see what we can do about gooseberries. I'm not too thrilled with those myself, but I know some people like them.
They're not very fun to pick either. I mean, they're loaded with thorns, and but we do have quite a few, so I don't know. We'll see what we do with those. A lot of people see those as a treat. I know we've had people ask for them before, and I in the past have just mowed them over and pulled them out and got rid of them, but this year we let a bunch of them grow, so they're loaded right now, but I don't think they're ready, so I've been studying up on when to harvest, and we'll see. I don't know. They're awfully little, and I just don't know that I want to take the time to pick all of those. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan, so it's hard for me to get into that.
Right. But all the black raspberries, blackberries, red raspberries. I picked a plum today.
That was super cool.
Yeah. It's a brand new plum tree, so I just happened to be out picking berries, and I thought, there's a ripe plum, so I went ahead and took it, too.
We might carve that up into tiny little slices.
Aww.
It's a cute one.
It's a cute little plum, though.
But thinking about all of those resources, what were in those garden bags this past week?
This was amazing. Martha had those gourmet potatoes. Beautiful. Oh my gosh, they're just beautiful to look at. I mean, they're more beautiful to eat. But so everyone got some of those potatoes, and she had beautiful carrots. So we had carrots and beets, and there's still some salad blends. So I put together one of our salad blends that's really popular, and garlic, so our own garlic.
Okay, so we've had a little bit of technical difficulty, as you can hear in the recording. Not really sure what was happening. I know you had a cat jump up on you, and after that we started getting feedback. So
yeah, I don't know what happened, but it was a little bit wild, but she seems to have settled down.
And now somehow it seems to be doing better. So anyway, we hope you can hear what we had to say about the garden bags through all of that feedback. And yeah, we are going to work on our equipment and our system at some point soon.
Yeah, and I guess basically people just need to be patient in terms of farmers markets and like farm stands, because you know, we have some people that expect that we will have blackberry jam out of blackberry season, and you know, I don't want people to get frustrated with that, but we really work hard to eat in season and offer what we have in season.
Yes, we do. And our process with blackberries, since you mentioned blackberry jam, is that you pick them all. I have this idea, I'll help sometime, but snakes. So you pick them all and we put them in the freezer each day as you harvest. And once the harvest is complete.
And that'll take at least a month.
It will. Then we pull them out and process everything at one time into jam. And maybe this year a little bit of blackberry vinegar.
And it takes a long time to do that because right. you make seedless jam. And so, you know, it's the cleaning process and taking out the seeds, which is a long process and not so fun and messy. And
yeah, it's real messy.
You have to have a lot of time to do that. And so, you know, if you can just wait, and it's really hard because, you know, I appreciate that people love those things and look forward to them, but there is some into the anticipation.
I think
it's going to be fresh, but our blackberries are still green right now. So it's going to be a little bit, probably, possibly the end of July before they will all be harvested. And then we have to have time to process. But when we do have jam, it'll be amazing and be delicious and fresh. And you know that it was made with care.
That's right. Kind of along those same lines, we've had a lot of people asking for honey.
Yes.
And while we appreciate your desire to get honey from us, we had, and I can't remember if we talked about it. We might have talked about it a little bit on a prior podcast, but we did split a hive this year to replace some that we lost and also to keep them from swarming. And it took a little bit of time for one of those then new ones to raise a new queen. I did see her. She's out there. I'm very excited about that. And the oldest queen, they are making some honey. So we're going to have some this year, just not exactly sure when, because we had to prioritize the health of the bees over honey production this year.
Right. And the other, we decided we're not really interested in keeping more than just a few hives at a time because it was getting expensive. For
right.
one thing, we would put, usually it starts, it costs about $500 just to get one started by the time you buy equipment and, you know, everything you need. And we were losing money every year. And we love having the bees on the property, and we would try to keep adding, and we just were having trouble. And it seems like this year you've done very well managing three. So far they're doing very well. One is a brand new one, but we only bought one this year.
That's right.
And so that's a major victory for us.
It is. It feels like a success for sure. So, hang with us.
We'll have some honey.
I will get out and check them again this week, see what the progress is. But the one that has the super is packing in some nectar. So hopefully when I look again, they'll be capping it off, which means it's honey. And as soon as it's all capped, we'll be ready for harvest.
And maybe add some more supers. I mean, there's
time. There is.
There still will be plenty of nectar and pollen for quite some time. We have white clover everywhere, and that seems to be their favorite right now. The honeybees, you can hardly step through the yard without seeing a honeybee, which is great.
That's right. So it's feeding season for the bees on all of those beautiful flowers.
It is. And, you know, part of what makes what we're doing, I think, the most satisfying is the eating in season.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Being patient. And that's difficult to do. But, you know, I think it, I don't know, it's worth it to me.
It is. And, I mean, we're just as ready for a ripe tomato and some sweet corn as the rest of it.
And we also want honey.
Right.
We want that, too.
So
our personal honey stores are really low.
Very low. So, yeah, we get it. But just the idea of biting into that really fresh, delicious garden tomato is worth the wait.
Yep, it will be soon. So, there you have it. We've been busy. We've had great business. We appreciate all those who are in our, I'll call it our garden club.
Ooh.
So the produce bags, those are really popular, and I think they're only going to continue to get better.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.